Good morning and welcome to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. 10:53 left here in the first period of game one of our action this morning. Apologies for the lateness of getting on our game broadcast. The snowstorm that has hit, well, it's taken a toll on me. I was stuck three times thanks to the hockey parents who helped me out about a half hour ago. Stuck in the Sanford Center parking lot. We will tell you all about what's happened here so far in our tournament. Again, if you're just tuning in, we welcome you. We already have a 2-0 lead. I'll get you caught up on that as well. This morning's Blue Ox first place game. Between Virginia and Eveleth Gilbert this morning. Actually, that's the consolation. The game here at the Sanford Center. Devils Lake versus Minnetonka, and Minnetonka with a 2-0 lead already this morning. Devils Lake trying to escape Minnetonka. They're going to carry it right back in. Daniel Browning with the puck inside the circle. Picked off there by his teammate Cooper Rano. Fired a shot in at net. Matthew Grau making the save. Shots on net 7-1 in favor of Minnetonka. Right through the slot. Oh, big save made there by Grau. Devils Lake tries to clear it out. Find the stick of Logan Stokey. Stokey not able to get it into the offensive zone. Back wall play picked up there by Benjamin Larson of Devils Lake. He sends it ahead. That finds the stick of Larson. Larson, his centering pass right out in front, just missing the stick of Thomas Connor. Devils Lake able to keep the play inside the offensive zone. 7:54 to play here in our first period. 2-0 Minnetonka. Minnetonka with a breakaway, a shot. Oh. What a big save. Actually, Grau got a little help there from the crossbar. And luckily for him, it didn't roll off of his back on that play. Minnetonka trying to strike again. Now here comes a shot and a goal. Big play there by Brody Parker, the forward for Devils Lake's Flames, and we've got a one-goal game. 7:24 to play here. We'll get you the official scoring. That was only the second shot on net for the Flames. And Minnetonka tries to break it out of the zone. We'll get an offside call.
At the 9:31 mark of the first period, Devils Lake will score by number 12, Brody Parker, unassisted.
So Parker putting the Flames on the board, 2-1 our score. Minnetonka still leads. Out at neutral ice. Minnetonka will pick up the puck. Carried in, intercepted. Back the other way, Brody Parker. Parker with the lone goal for the Flames. Has the puck stolen. Back comes Ethan Sturgis. Into the near corner of Devil's Lake's zone. Kept in there by Klink. Over to the far circle. The Minnetonka Pee Wee A team skating from my right to left here in this first period. We'll get an icing call against Devil's Lake. And a faceoff will come just to the right of Growl. Taking a look back on how these two teams got to this Blue Ox championship here in a second. Off the ice, here comes Devil's Lake. Benjamin Larson got bumped off the play. Now it's picked up by Cooper Rano. Rano gets stopped there at center. Wyatt Brill came in. Probably one of the biggest kids out on the ice. Brill, a forward, listed as a forward. Back inside Minnetonka's zone, over on the far wall, it'll be broken out. Up the ice, here comes Cooper Rano. Minnetonka with a puck at center. And the puck will be fired all the way up the ice, and another icing call against Devil's Lake. Taking a look back on the tournament so far. On Friday, Devil's Lake was beat by Thief River Falls 6-2. And then ended up beating Eveleth Gilbert 6-3 on Saturday. Then in the bracket play, Devil's Lake beat Virginia 7-5. To get to this morning's 9 a.m. Blue Ox Championship. Virginia and Eveleth playing in the consolation game of that bracket. Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. Guaranteed 5 games to each team here in this tournament. Don't get that anywhere else, really. Nice move, a shot. Oh, stick save made. And big defensive play there by Weston Nelson, helping out his goalie. Growl came up with the initial save. Dump and chase by Devil's Lake. Puck is picked up there by Jacob Worms. Minnetonka will clear. Worms sends it ahead. Nice pass. Finds the stick of Elder. Elder with a shot. Stopped there by Growl. Nice big play there by Growl. Got taking up a lot of space there in that crease. Still a 2-1 lead here for Minnetonka. Well, if you're listening at home, you're the smart ones this morning. Not a lot of people here in the stands. It was a little tricky getting out of driveways and roads in the Bemidji area. We got a penalty called against Devil's Lake. It was called against Wyatt Brill. And Minnetonka on a power play. Klink sends it rink wide, bottom of the circle. Back wall play by Minnetonka. So they try to go back door. Nice stop. Weston Nelson playing D on this penalty kill for Devil's Lake. Barth into the corner. Reckon Coland. Coland with the puck, sends it back to the blue line. Shot fired, blocked. Nice big block out in front again by Nelson.
At the 13-13 mark for the first period, a two-minute penalty has been assessed to Devil's Lake number 17, Wyatt Brill. 2 minutes for hooking.
Hooking was the call against Brill. Off the ice, here comes Minnetonka, still on the power play for another minute. Shot comes in, nice pad save there by Grau. Picked up over on the near wall. Benjamin Barth flips it to the back wall. Barth collects the pass, got bumped off of the play. Try to get a handle on the puck. Oh, nice play there by Grau. Getting in front of that shooting lane. Reckon Coland was trying to get past him. Backhanded attempt there in the slot by Trey Cook was stopped. Cook tries to get the puck on net, and it was poke checked away by Logan Stokey. Another 16 seconds left on the extra attacker here for Minnetonka. Another shot blocked. Weston Nelson again getting in the way. And then backhanded shot and a goal. Minnetonka goes up 3-1, a power play goal. Shots on net 10-2 in favor of Minnetonka. Another shot attempt there by Minnetonka. Minute 40 left here in this first period. 3-1 our score, Minnetonka leading Devil's Lake. Minnetonka has to chase down the puck all the way up the ice. Picked up there by Daniel Browning. He gets tripped up, nothing gets called. Another trip and a call coming up here.
At the 50-minute mark of the first period, Minnetonka goal scored by number 88, Brendan Coland, unassisted. Coland all alone.
Brecken Coland getting the goal for Minnetonka to put them up 3-1. We got another tripping call. And Minnetonka will go right back on a power play. With 1 minute left here in this opening period, our Blue Ox championship game at the Sanford Center here in Bemidji, Minnesota.
At the 16-minute mark of the first period, 2 minute penalty has been assessed to Devil's Lake number 17, Wyatt Brill. 2 minutes for the tripping. 1 minute remaining in the period.
Elder with the puck, near corner, has it stolen. Nelson tries to break it out of the zone. It'll make its way to the Minnetonka blue line. Picked up there by Cole Langevin. Now intercepted, shorthanded opportunity here. Oh, shot taken there by Logan Stokey. He had his teammate over on the left-hand side. Thomas Connor waiting for him for that pass. Actually, it was not Connor, it was Larson. <clears throat> 27 seconds left here in this first period. 3-1 Minnetonka leading Devil's Lake. You're listening to coverage. Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament here. PaulBunyanHockey.com, and also brought to you by RP Broadcasting here in Bemidji. Back to the blue line, shot fired, stopped. Oh, right through the crease, and that'll do it for period number one. A 3-1 lead for Minnetonka over Devil's Lake. Shots on net 12-3. The two goals I did see The one lone goal scored by Devils Lake was Brody Parker. And the Minnetonka goal that was just scored was I believe it was Cooper Rano. They take a quick break here before we get back into the action. Mentioned how Devils Lake got to this Blue Ox championship game. Minnetonka taking a look back on how they did this weekend. They were beat by Champlain Park 11-5 in the first game of the weekend. And then Minnetonka ended up beating or tying Grand Forks 5-5. Those two games on Friday. Then on Saturday, they lost to Brainerd 4-2. And then in bracket play, Minnetonka defeated Eveleth Gilbert 5-3. And here we are on this Sunday morning. Blizzard-like conditions here off of Lake Bemidji. And we are underway, second period of hockey. Game one of our coverage. Three games in all here today. 50 seconds left on the power play for Minnetonka. Sturgis with the puck. He'll send that one bottom of the left circle. The keep wanting to call them the Skippers. That's what their high school mascot is. But Minnetonka's Pee Wee A team here, wearing the same colors. They're in that royal blue, white stripes. They even have their names on the back of their jerseys. You don't see that very often in Pee Wee hockey. It's kind of cool. With the puck, sent back to the blue line to Sturgis, rink-wide pass. Shot goes off the back wall, picked up now by Brendan Colin. Colin wearing the number 88 on his back. Always intrigues me how kids pick their number. Everybody's got a story when it comes to their jersey numbers. Nice stop there, just inside the blue line. Nick Biersbach carries it all the way up the ice. Shot, and a goal, rebound. Put in there by Devil's Lake, and they make it a one-goal game. Nicely set up there by Biersbach. His teammate came in for the rebound. I think it was Griffin Ward. I'm looking at the wrong roster. Oh, good Lord. That was Brody Parker that got the initial shot off. Note to self, put the other rosters away. It's been a rough morning, folks. My apologies. Been up since 6 this morning. Clawing out the driveway. Then I got out onto the street, which hadn't been plowed, and got my car stuck. A neighbor came and helped me out.
At the 118 mark of the second period, Devils Lake goal scored by number 8, Cooper Kefro. Assisted by number 12, Brody Parker, and number 4, Cody Schmaltz. Kefro for Parker and Schmaltz.
Kefro with the actually, the pronunciation guide here has him listed as Geffro. So Cooper Geffro with the goal, assisted by Brody Parker. So once my neighbor did get me off of our side street and onto Bemidji Avenue, drove around down by the Sanford Center trying to find a way into the parking lot. Finally made my way into the parking lot and unfortunately got stuck in a 2-foot snowdrift. And then a nice lady who was just leaving the hotel tried to help me out and couldn't get out. And then it took three guys, three hockey dads. Thank you so much for rescuing me this morning. Oh, it's been just a challenge. Up the ice, here comes Devil's Lake again. They're down by one. Minnetonka still leads 3-2 with 14:10 left here in our second period. Back up the ice, Minnetonka tries to collect the puck. Ooh, just missed the stick, Caden Lindsay. Back in over the blue line, Devil's Lake with the puck. Benjamin Larson fires a shot, saved there by the Minnetonka goalie, Chase Jurdy. .13:38 to play here in our second period, Blue Ox championship game. Centering pass broken up. Nice job there by Ethan Sturgis. Back inside Devil's Lake's zone. Minnetonka steals. Back wall. Played underneath the goal line there by Minnetonka. Tapped ahead and kept in by Minnetonka. Now broken free. Off the ice, here comes Benjamin Larson. Larson tries to make a move, fires a shot, hit the face mask of the Jurdy. Off the ice, here comes Cook. Cook skates right behind the net. Couldn't get the shot off. .12:35 to play. Here in the second period, 3-2, Minnetonka leading the Flames on Devil's Lake. We got a penalty coming up against Minnetonka. Shot fired, big save. Logan Stokey put that one right up into the chest of Chase Jurdy. We get power play coming up here for Devil's Lake. Down by a goal in the penalty box is Trey Cook. We'll get the official announcement of what that penalty was. Minute 45 left in the extra attacker for the Flames. Oh, checked away out at neutral ice. Picked up now by Ranow. Ranow carries it, was going to carry it into the offensive zone, and now a penalty coming up here against Devil's Lake. A tripping call coming up. That'll be 4-on-4 hockey here.
At the 4:38 mark of the first and second period, 2 minute penalty has been assessed for number 12, Ethan Strickle. 2 minutes for checking.
Checking was the call. And a whistle coming up here as we will get the delayed penalty coming up on Devil's Lake. Face off. Kept inside the zone there by Minnetonka. 4-on-4 hockey for a minute three here. 11:22 left in our second period. 3-2. Minnetonka leads. Shot blasted, blocked in the slot.
At the 5:28 mark of the second period, a 2 minute winner has been assessed. Devil's Lake number 7, Isaac Cooper. 2 minutes for tripping.
Tripping was the call. Centering pass, shot taken. Big stop there by the goalie from Minnetonka. Chase Jurdy. Oh. 20 seconds left on the penalty time to Trey Cook. Minute 4 left on the penalty time to Isaac Thompson. .10-24 left here in the second period. Again, a one-goal lead for Minnetonka. 4-on-4 hockey is done. Minnetonka now on a power play. Puck is intercepted out at center.
Minnetonka, full strength.
By Wyatt Brill. He'll drive it into the offensive zone. Stopped over in the near wall by Parker. Kept in by Connor. Minnetonka able to break it out of their zone. Off the ice comes Lynn Langevin. Elder to the back wall behind the net of Grau. A shot, a goal. Big rebound came off of Grau. And I believe they're going to give credit to Chase Thompson for that goal. A power play goal. That is the second power play goal here of the morning for Minnetonka. A 4-2 lead. With 9:42 left in our second period. Shots on net, 17-9 in favor of Minnetonka. Minnetonka, the visiting team in this Blue Ox Championship, Devils Lake, the home team. Devils Lake, North Dakota. Of only a couple teams outside of the state of hockey that are in this tournament this weekend.
At the 7:18 mark of the second period, Minnetonka goal scorer number 15, Chase Thompson. Assisted by number 10, Caden Lindsay. Thompson for Lindsay on the power play.
9 minutes left here in our second period. Off the ice. Here comes Devils Lake, shot by Isaac Thompson, way over the head of Minnetonka goalie. Minnetonka carries it back in to the offensive zone. It was intercepted. And that puck's going to sail all the way up the ice as it was misplayed there by Bodie Schmaltz. We get an icing call against Devils Lake. 8:25 to play, a 4-2 lead for Minnetonka. Blue Ox championship game here. Devils Lake able to break the puck, rink wide. Pass there by Larson, who's looking for Stokey. Minnetonka was able to send it back into the offensive zone, now picked up by Thomas Connor. Connor sent it into Minnetonka's zone. Nice play, kept in there by Logan Stokey. And Minnetonka will carry it back the other way. Cook in on the near half wall, back to the blue line. Coland. Drove it to the back wall. Wraparound attempt there by Cook. Stopped by Grau. Devils Lake able to break the puck out of their zone. Minnetonka has to regroup. Browning carries it back in. And a penalty coming up here against Devils Lake again. And Minnetonka will go on another power play. We will get you caught up on what happened in our consolation games this morning. That's taking place over at the Bemidji Community Arena. That is the home of Bemidji High School boys and girls hockey.
hockey, 2 minutes for cooking.
Logan Stokey with the penalty for a hook. Minute 33 left in the extra attacker for Minnetonka, but Devil's Lake has controlled the puck here inside the offensive zone. Now they will flip it up the ice. Here comes Cullen Murray. Murray with a shot, a goal. What a snipe. He skated right up to the bottom of the right circle. Kind of a short angled shot, but found a seam over there on that left-hand side. And Minnetonka goes up 5-2 on their third power play goal of the morning. We'll get you the official scoring. Don't believe there will be an assist on that one. There might be. 5-2 our score, 6:18 to play here in the second period. The third power play goal of the morning for Minnetonka. Right glide pass, Minnetonka with a little bit of momentum here.
Minnetonka power play goal scored by number 22, Benjamin Barth. Assisted by number 16, Blake McShane. Barth for McShane on the power play.
Benjamin Barth gets credit for the goal. Blake McShane gets the assist. Taka carries the puck in on the right wing side. Devil's Lake able to clear it. The pass intercepted out at center. Logan Stokey got it back. Send it into the offensive zone. As Devil's Lake peels off for a change. Now Parker. And Minnetonka regains control. Inside the offensive zone, Cooper Klink. Klink ties it up in the corner. Back wall. It's tangled up there. Devil's Lake defense. Coming up big, another stop by Growl. The games usually on Sunday with the championship games, there's usually four games on each side of the bracket, the consolation and the championship bracket. With only 12 teams in the tournament this year, there's a total of six teams on each side. Nice stop. Skating into the offensive zone was Brody Parker. He got stopped by Chase Jurdy. Came up with a big glove save. Devil's Lake is coached by Jake Thompson. Assistant coaches are Ryan Boleen, manager Brandy Nelson. Midgey Squirt escort is Hunter Nelson. The Flames with two goals here today. Down 5-2 to Minnetonka. Cook with the puck. Skates around, tries to center that one. Big stop there by Grau. Back behind the net, Minnetonka. Centering pass out in front. Stolen. Nice big play there by Logan Stokey. Devil's Lake was able to carry the puck back into the offensive zone. Minnetonka cleared. Back inside the O zone there. Sent in by Stokey. Minnetonka tries to break it out of their zone. Stopped there by Geffrel. Minnetonka gets the puck back. They'll drive it into the offensive zone. They wave off icing. Braxton Boleen tries to clear it. Puck is fired up the ice. It's a foot race. Nice play. Oh! Isaac Thompson had the puck roll right off of his stick. Thompson again with a shot inside the left circle. That one was deflected high. Rana will clear it. Send up to McShane. McShane with the puck, a shot, stopped. Big save made by Grau. Matthew Grau coming up with his 17th save of the day so far. 2:07 left in our second period. 5-2 Minnetonka. They've got 22 shots on net. Grau has seen a lot of action here so far in these first two periods. Cleared out by Devil's Lake, and they come in offside. Devil's Lake had to get through St. Cloud, Thief River Falls, and Eveleth Gilbert to get through pool play. Minnetonka with the puck. I'll carry it up the ice. Left wing side. Here comes Wyatt Elder. Elder looks for a centering pass. Oh, nice big stop there by Grau. He had Caden Lindsay right out in front of him. Minnetonka with the puck. Backhanded play. Deflected. Sturgis could not keep it inside the offensive zone. It got past him. Lindsay with the puck. Back in over the blue line, a shot blocked. Nice big block there by Bodie Schmaltz, the defenseman. Flip tie. Sturgis kept it alive. Driven to the back wall. Chasing it down is McShane. Back to the blue line. Clink. Clink drives it right back behind the net. Lindsay carries it to the bottom of the circle. Flipped back into the corner by Schmaltz. 14.2 seconds left here in this second period. Devil's Lake tries to break out of their zone. Minnetonka. Nice play there by Chase Thompson. Oof, little collision there along the near wall, and that's going to do it for period number two. 5-2, Minnetonka leading Devil's Lake. Shots on that 22-11. Third period just around the corner. They're going to resurface the ice here at the Sanford Center, the Robert H. Peters Rink inside the Sanford Center here in Bemidji. Thanks for tuning in to our broadcast this morning, courtesy of RP Broadcasting. I'm Kelly Schultz, voice of Bemidji State University Women's Hockey and also the NWHL's Minnesota Whitecaps. Throw a shameless plug in there for them as well. The Isabel Cup Championship Minnesota Whitecaps, I might have to add. The BSU Beaver Women's Hockey Team on break until next weekend at the Minnesota Cup in Duluth. So we'll be at Amsoil Arena Saturday and Sunday. Looking forward to that as always. It'll be the first year Bemidji's been in the Minnesota Cup since they started it. Beavers right now in fourth place in the WCHA on the women's side. Second place on the men's side. Or at least they were before the weekend started. Beaver men's hockey at the Mariucci Classic this weekend. They have another game today to be played The Beavers will take on Minnesota State, I believe. 4 o'clock this afternoon. So they won't be bringing home any hardware, but at least they played a great game against the Gophers last night. Don't look at the score. It was a much closer game than the 5-2 final. We take a break with them. We will come back as soon as the ice is resurfaced for period number 3. Again, you're listening to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament here on paulbunyanhockey.com. We'll be back. Welcome back to our coverage of the Paul Bunyan International Youth Hockey Tournament. Kelly Schultz with you here, paulbunyanhockey.com. We get ready for the third period between Minnetonka and Devil's Lake. 5-2 Minnetonka leading right now over the Devil's Lake Flames. The Minnetonka PWA team with that 5-2 lead. 3 of those 5 goals were power play goals in the first 2 periods. Minnetonka, coached by John Sturgis. Assistant coaches are B.J. Klink, Ollie Murray, and Jay Lindsay. Manager is Lisa Ranow. And the Bemidji Squirt escort is Alex Frake. I mentioned earlier, it always intrigues me where kids come up with their jersey numbers. Minnetonka's got handful of very different numbers. You know, you expect the goalies to wear 29, 30, 31, 33, whatever. They got 4 players with numbers higher than that. Jacob Worms, number 47. That's a different number. Trey Cook, 52. Brecken Coland, 88. And 91 is Cooper Ranow. Of course, usually kids pick their favorite jersey numbers based on their favorite hockey players, right? That's my guess. Coming up after this game, we will have the Lumberjack Championship between Brainerd and Grand Forks Red. Of course, Brainerd just south of here from Bemidji, about a little over 2 hours. In Grand Forks, just a little over two hours west of Bemidji. And we'll say this much. I hope both of those teams and their families that are here in town are planning on sticking around, because right now the roads are awful. We are under a winter storm warning here in the Bemidji and mostly of Minnesota. But I actually just got a message from one of my Canadian friends who says they're also getting slammed with snow today. So most of the Midwest and Canada here, I would assume Highway 2 is not going to be pretty for these Grand Forks kids on the way home. So I hope for their sake they're staying an extra night and their hotel has a pool. that's my hope for them anyway. Same with Brainerd. And again, Minnetonka, they got a long journey home, as well as Devil's Lake. So again, I hope that they're planning on staying, sticking around for another night, because folks, I would hate to see or hear of any kind of a bad accident out there. I don't suggest driving in this right now. We get you our third period here. They put 17 minutes up on the clock. Minnetonka with the 5-2 lead. It's Devil's Lake with a little work to do here in this third period. Minnetonka wins the faceoff. It was won there by Jacob Worms, or actually Trey Cook, excuse me. Puck is picked up. Here comes Devils Lake inside the offensive zone. A shot. Rebound. Oh, big stop there by Chase Jurdy. Jurdy caught the initial shot that was taken by Benjamin Larson. And then the second one. Actually, it was Boleen and Brill on that play. Back inside Devil's Lake territory. Backhanded toward the net, right up the slot by Ranow, and it was intercepted. Back up the ice. Here comes Isaac Thompson. Thompson gets bumped off the play by Cook. Nice poke check, stolen away from Cook. Puck is picked up there by Larson. Barth carries it right back in to Devil's Lake zone. They're able to clear. Cullen Murray chases it back in to Minnetonka's end. Murray sends it over to his left. Now rink-wide pass. Here comes Ranow. Ranow trying to make a move past Weston Nelson. Took the puck to the back wall. He's broken up. Devil's Lake able to break it out of their zone. Stopped there by Minnetonka and fired all the way up the ice. They wave off icing. Schmaltz will chase it down. Plays it along the near wall. Minnetonka keeps it alive. They'll drive it into the near corner. Murray collects it. He'll skate it to the back behind the net of Grout. 5-2 our score. Minnetonka leading Devil's Lake here in the Blue Ox Championship. .14:36 to play. Shot fanned on by Jacob Worms. Langevin collects it inside of his own zone. He'll play it ahead to Worms. Worms, that puck is intercepted out at center by Nelson. Now here comes Devil's Lake. Oh, penalty coming up against Minnetonka for an interference, I believe. Oh, a hooking call. Moving in toward the net was Benjamin Larson. He was being manhandled there. Heading to the penalty box, Cole Langevin. 14:08 to play. And a shot comes in, and it's stopped there by Chase Jurdy. Minute 57 left on the penalty time to Langevin of Minnetonka. Kept in at the blue line, shot fired, oh, just redirected there off the stick of Jurdy.
Two-minute penalties when assessed, Minnetonka's number 20, Paul Langevin. 2 minutes for a hooking.
Tied up in the corner. Minnetonka will break it free inside their own zone as they try to kill off this penalty. Nice stop along the near wall by Nelson. Picked up Thompson. Thompson fires a shot. Stopped. Minnetonka trying to clear. Out to neutral ice. It's sent into the offensive zone and we get an offside call. Jeffrey Jurdy had fired the puck in. His team was still exiting. Actually, it was Braxton Boleen. I'll take that back. Couldn't tell if that was a 19 or a 16 on that jersey. Minnetonka. Browning. Rink-wide pass out to center. Minute 2 left on the penalty time. Or power play time for Devil's Lake. At center, picked up by Barth. Barth shorthanded, tries to make a move, gets bumped around. Barth gets his stick lifted, but Bodie Schmaltz. And Weston Nelson taking down his man over in the corner. We're going to have a penalty coming up here against Devil's Lake. With 20 seconds left on the penalty time to Minnetonka's Cole Langevin. We'll play 4-on-4 for 20 seconds. Added to the penalty box is Weston Nelson of Devil's Lake. I mentioned earlier the Minnetonka team with 3 power play goals here out of the 5 that they've scored. 5-2 our score, 12:22 to play, 13 seconds left on the 4-on-4. Picked up there by Minnetonka, back behind their own net.
Minnetonka, full strength.
Power play time for Minnetonka. Carried in by Colin. And on the right wing side, Colin tries to make a move past one of the Flames. Game one of our coverage here
at the 4:33 mark of the third period, 2-minute penalty has been assessed at Devil's Lake, number 14, Weston Nelson. 2 minutes for checking.
Checking was the call against Nelson. Minnetonka, rink wide pass. Clink fires a shot, blasted wide the far post. Back behind the net, Barth. Made it over to Sturgis. Now picked up by Coland. Centering it out in front, is intercepted and sent up the ice by Brody Parker. Actually, Wyatt Brill. Go. 43 seconds left on the penalty time to Nelson. Devil's Lake, Minnetonka on a power play. Off the ice. Here comes Thompson. Hill fired ahead. Chasing it down is Parker. Short-handed. Inside the offensive zone. Parker tries to break it free. Hook checked away there by Minnetonka. Nice job by Devil's Lake trying to kill off the last 15 seconds of this power play. Minnetonka gets the puck back, now ran out. Fires it ahead. Off the ice, here comes Murray. Murray tries to break past a couple of Devil's Lake players. Plays it back to the blue line. It was mishandled there by Browning. Browning will chase it back into his own zone. Devil's Lake back to full strength. 10:20 to play. 10:20 to play here in our third period. 5-2, Minnetonka leads. Shots on net, just 22-13. I haven't seen a ton of shots here in this third period. That shot comes off the stick of Larson. It was stopped there by Jurdy, sent it aside. Minnetonka clears it back out of their zone. Carried right back into Devil's Lake territory by Browning. Browning's pass intercepted. Nice job there by Devil's Lake in the slot. Their two defensemen coming up with some big plays. Schmaltz and Boleen. Now Stokey ties the puck up over on the near wall. Also Larson. Minnetonka will come away with it. Lindsay back into the offensive zone for Minnetonka. Lindsay with a shot right off of the face mask of Grout. Elder carried it down below the goal line, back behind the net, now back to the top of the circle, and we get a whistle. And I believe another penalty. This time called against Minnetonka's Chase Thompson. He'll head to the penalty box. 9:06 left here in the third, 5-2 Minnetonka leads. It's So a power play opportunity here for Devils Lake. They'll fire it into the offensive zone. It's picked up by Minnetonka's Cole Langevin.
The third period, a two-minute checking penalty has been assessed to Minnetonka's number 15, Chase Stout. 2 minutes checking.
Got another hard hit there at the boards. Another big hit in the near corner, Minnetonka zone. Rink wide pass, a shot, stick save made. It came off the stick of Schmaltz over at the left circle. Schmaltz collects the puck again, fires one high, bounced off of one of the defensemen in the slot. Pass right through the slot and over to the left-hand side. Minute 3 left on the penalty power play time. A shot and a goal. What a power play setup there by Devils Lake. Great big play. Parker to Thompson. Parker was at the bottom of the left circle. Sent it over to the right circle. And Devils Lake within two. 8:04 to play here. Third period. That was a power play goal. Both teams back to full strength. Minnetonka trying to make a move, and that puck sails right to the stick of Grau, and he'll cover it up. Get a face-off. Left circle. Backhanded shot taken by Cook.
Loved and pulls for number 7, Isaac Thompson. Assisted by number 12, Brody Parker. And number 6, Logan Stokey. Thompson from Parker and Stokey.
.738 to play in our hockey game. 5-3 Minnetonka leads. A penalty coming up here against Devils Lake. Colin, delayed penalty. Puck bounces back to the blue line, kept in by Colin. Driven to the back wall, and we get a touch up and a penalty. Minnetonka goes on another power play. The 7:17 left to play. Minnetonka leads by 2. Minnetonka wins the faceoff, a shot. Oh, nice quick glove save there by Grau. Matthew Grau coming up with some big saves here for Devils Lake. Faceoff, left circle. Just to the stick side of Grau. Minnetonka with the puck. Cullen sends it over to Sturgis.
At the 9:43 mark in the third period, the 2 minute penalty has been assessed to Devils Lake's number 9, Benjamin Larson. 2 minutes for checking.
Checking was the call against Larson. Shot blasted just wide of the net by Sturgis. With a name like Sturgis, you'd think he'd be from Devil's Lake. Instead, he's from Minnetonka. Nice stick save by Grau. Minnetonka fires it around the boards. Minute 8 left here in this penalty time. Ooh, nice stop again by Grau. Back to the top of the slot. Cook skates around, tries to get past a couple of players, and it'll be fired all the way up the ice. Pair of number 12s chase it down. Shorthanded chance there for Devils Lake. Now back the other way, here comes Minnetonka. And an offside call. Nice job there by the defender, Schmaltz, forcing Minnetonka to get offside. Faceoff will come just outside of the blue line. Minnetonka carries it into the offensive zone. Nice job, again, defensively. Weston Nelson and Bodie Schmaltz coming up big for Devil's Lake. Up the ice. Here comes Thomas Connor. Connor gets poke checked off of it. Ooh, he goes running, skating into the wall. Now back the other way. Here comes Minnetonka, trying to make a move. Was ran out. Lift on the shot. Devil's Lake comes up with it. Nice clearing play there by Bodie.
Devil's Lake full strength.
Devil's Lake back to full strength, and so the Flames able to figure out the Minnetonka power play. Finally, they gave up three power play goals in the first two periods and have been able to stop the Minnetonka power play here in this third period. 5-3 our score, Minnetonka leading Devil's Lake, 5:02 to play here in the third. Face off left circle of the offensive zone for Minnetonka. They win the draw. Devil's Lake able to send the puck up the ice. It was intercepted there. Langevin back in to Devil's Lake's end of the ice. Minnetonka with the puck. Now stolen. It was stolen there by Thompson. He has a goal here in this third period. Backhanded shot taken. Oh, puck still loose. Finally covered up there by Chase Dirty. Two big shots taken. One by Thompson. The other by Schumacher. Devil's Lake will get an offensive faceoff. They win the draw. Sent back to the blue line. Fired deep by Nelson. Down to the left corner. Backhanded attempt over to that far post. Puck sails to the back wall. Minnetonka will steal. Off the ice, here comes Sturgis. Back in over the blue line. Sturgis winds up and fires. He's trying to go upper shelf. Puck sailed a little bit too high. Chased back into Minnetonka's end by Colin. Will get stopped there by Larson. Head man pass. Found the stick of Barth. Or actually, it was Cook. And Barth. Now back the other way. Long pass intercepted by Minnetonka. 3:33 to play here in our hockey game. 5-3 our score. Minnetonka still leads by two. Minnetonka with the puck inside the offensive zone. The shot. Nice big stop by Growl. Back to the blue line, Browning. He'll wind up and fire. Another quick glove save. Honestly, I think if Growl played like this in the first two periods, I think this would be a lead for the Devil's Lake Flames. He's looked really good here in this third period. He's stopped everything he's seen here in this third. .256 to play. Minnetonka still leads. Both goalies have actually come up with some pretty big saves here so far. Nice. I keep forgetting that Pee Wee hockey doesn't have the same rules as college hockey. Doesn't matter who gets to the puck first between the dots if you send that puck up on an icing call. It's an icing call. Even on a power play. Rules are so different. Here I was thinking Devil's Lake was going to get to that puck first and they'd wave off icing, but that's not the case. So here we are back the other end of the ice. here comes Devils Lake on a 2-on-1. Parker. Fanned on the pass. Got a little, overzealous there on that play. Now back the other way. Here comes Minnetonka. Minnetonka with a shot. Big stop by Grau. Gaffro had gotten in the way of that one. They'll tie up the puck over on the far wall. Minute 56 left here in our hockey game. Blue Ox championship game. Minnetonka leads 5-3. Devil's Lake has had some good opportunities here late. A 2-on-1. I can only imagine when you're a Pee Wee hockey team player and you get that opportunity to go a two-on-one play, you get a little overexcited. It's hard to keep the puck on your stick when you're that excited. Shot, blocker, save. Devils Lake with the puck inside the offensive zone. Driven down low, left corner. Centering pass, out in front. Another shot, rebound. And, oh, big stop there by Jury. Benjamin Larson for the Devils Lake Flames getting a couple of shots. Perfect song for the last minute three of this hockey game. And a timeout being called by Devils Lake. First game of our morning, our day, actually. Coming up next, we'll have the Lumberjack bracket between the Grand Forks Red and Brainerd. Right now, with a minute three left, you got Minnetonka leading 5-3 over Devils Lake in the Blue Ox championship game here at the Sanford Center. Again, Kelly Schultz with you on the PaulBunyanHockey.com. A empty net for the Devils. Or Devils Lake, I should say. The Flames. 1 minute left. Devils Lake with the puck. Six skaters. Puck's going to sail all the way over to the near wall. We'll try to jam that up. It's going to sail all the way up the ice. Devils Lake comes up with it. Empty net for Devils Lake. And an offside is called. Whew, Devils Lake got a little lucky there. That would have been an empty net goal. They wave it off as it was offside by Minnetonka. 38.1 seconds left here in the hockey game. That puck sent down low, chasing it. These Devils Lakes. Brody Schmaltz. Minnetonka drives that one toward the net. Nice stop. 20 seconds left. And now up the ice, here comes Devils Lake. Stick handling there, stolen by Elder. Elder carries it back the other way. Shot and a goal. An empty net goal for Minnetonka with 5.9 seconds left. 6-3. Minnetonka leads here. Game one of our championship games on PaulBunyanHockey.com. We'll get you the official scoring.
16:54 mark of the third period. Minnetonka goal scored by number 5, Wyatt Elder, unassisted.
Elder will get credit for that empty net goal. And Minnetonka goes on to win our Blue Ox championship. Game one of three games here from the Sanford Center on this snowy winter day, last Sunday of 2019. And there are the gentlemen who helped push my car out this morning. I love hockey parents. I should find out who they are. I don't know which team they were with, but I think they're with Minnetonka. They must have been. Maybe they're with Brainerd. They're wearing blue. Anyway, we'll get you the championship awards here.
The champions of each bracket will all receive a trophy and a medal. So for the Minnetonka team, number 5, Wyatt Elder. Number 7, Gavin Jurdy. Number 10, Caden Lindsay. Number 12, Ethan Sturgis. Number 15, Chase Thompson. Number 16, Blake McShane. Number 17, Cooper Klink. Number 20, Cole Langevin. Number 22, Benjamin Barth. Number 24, Daniel Browning. Number 27, Cullen Murray. Number 29, Chase Jurdy. Number 47, Jacob Worms. Number 52, Trey Cook. Number 88, Brecken Coland. Number 91, Cooper Rano. Squirt Escort, Alex Frake. And coaches John Sturgis, BJ Klink, Ollie Murray, Jay Lindsay.
As they will take a picture of the championship team. Again, Minnetonka wins this one 6-3 here today over Devil's Lake.
And now you can receive your Blue Ox Bracket Championship trophy.
As they hand over the trophy to Minnetonka. They're directing traffic, the parents all trying to take pictures. Again, a big shout out to the handful of Minnetonka hockey parents that helped push my car out of the Sanford Center parking lot this morning as I got it stuck. And thanks to the Doubletree next door for letting me park in their parking lot, because that was the only place that was plowed this morning. Goodness. We will come back with game 2. That is on the way next. It'll be between Brainerd and Grand Forks Red. We're going to keep it here. Just pot up our crowd mic. And we will return in a few. Game 2 coming up next. It'll be the Lumberjack Bracket Championship game between Brainerd and Grand Forks Red right here on PaulBunyanHockey.com.